Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, the storm that rolled in over the weekend brought some rain and snow, but a lot of wind, and that's going to continue. KNX 1070's John Baird is live for us this morning in the San Fernando Valley.
The storm is moving out. The wind, though, is sticking around. A wind advisory is in effect until 9 o'clock tomorrow night along the L.A. County coast and in Los Angeles, Hollywood, Beverly Hills, Long Beach, and the San Gabriel Valley and Santa Clarita Valleys as well, not to mention the mountains, of course, where we could be dealing with gusts up to 60 miles an hour at times. Good luck on the roadways.
That means we need to have two hands on the wheel and very careful with some of those high-profile vehicles.
Ken Boone's with the Weather Channel. He tells KNX we could have some power outages and trees coming down. The storm, again, will taper off by midday today, meaning no more showers or snow, just the wind for now.
End of the week, we have another system that moves in, so we might potentially see some more precipitation as we look towards Friday and into the upcoming weekend.
We didn't get much rain from this storm, although 3 to 6 inches of snow had been forecast at 2,500 feet in the San Gabriels, and up to an inch of snow was possible up in the Antelope Valley. Reporting live in the San Fernando Valley, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
California cities might soon have a little more control over the speed limits that they post. Let's get that story now from Craig Figner.
Right now, cities are required to do what they call regular speed surveys on local city streets, and these surveys determine the average speed that people are traveling, and then the cities, from that info, they set the speed limit. And that speed limit they set has to be within 5 miles of the average speed that people are really driving. So Glendale Assemblymember Laura Friedman has a bill that would essentially end that rule or significantly change it at minimum. If a road is deemed dangerous, has a history of a lot of crashes, city governments would then have the ability to lower the speed limit despite the speed survey results. The assembly member believes that the bill, if it becomes law, would save lives. And speed surveys, they date back to the 1930s, been around a long time. The theory is that they're supposed to keep local speed limits on local streets in line with evolving and real world driving conditions. Back to you.
There's a memorial set for later today at Angel Stadium in Anaheim. It's being called a celebration of life for three family members who were killed in that Calabasas helicopter crash.
They are affectionately known as members of the first family of Orange Coast College. John Altobelli taught baseball there for 27 years.
He engaged with his players both when they were here and after on a really personal level, and would help them in terms of not just on the baseball field, but personally giving him guidance. And
Doug Bennett with the OCC Foundation says the service today is a celebration of John's, his wife Carrie's, and daughter Alyssa's lives.
That's what we want it to be about. You know, I have good, strong memories, mostly working with Coach Altobelli over the last 27 years. I knew his wife Carrie, and I saw Alyssa growing up over the years.
John and Carrie Altobelli leave behind a son and another daughter. They died with Alyssa, Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and four others in the helicopter crash. Alyssa and Gianna were teammates at Mamba Sports Academy. Karen Adams, KNX 1070.
History at the Oscars. The South Korean film Parasite made the best international film with subtitles to win Best Picture. It also won the award for Best Director and Best Original Screenplay. And no big surprises when it came to the acting.
As it has been throughout award season, Joaquin Phoenix won Best Actor for Joker, with the Best Actress win going to Renee Zellweger for Judy. Backstage, she discussed preparing to embody Judy Garland.
Well, the only things that I did by myself were sing in the car on the 405 in traffic, you know, for a year. But what you're talking about, that connectivity, that was a consequence of everybody's work on that set. Everybody was motivated by the same thing. We just appreciate the importance of her legacy and who she was as a person.
Brad Pitt won his first acting Oscar for his supporting role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Backstage, he explained why he took aim at the GOP and the no witness impeachment trial during his acceptance speech.
I was really disappointed with this week. And I think when gamemanship Trump's doing the right thing, it's a sad day, and I don't think we should let it slide.
Laura Dern also took home her first Oscar for her supporting role in Marriage Story. Backstage at the Academy Awards, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
You can see a list of all the Oscar winners on our website, KNX1070.com.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.